Now we're going to do the internal audit progress report, May 2019, paper B. Over to you, Lizzie.
We have completed all elements of work part two, which is the income collection, which will come in to you at the next meeting, and asset management, which again we're aiming to get both of those reports to you for the July meeting. So in relation to progress, you have a number of reports that are detailed within the body of this report to say the work that we have completed. We've already covered Nicholson Road and we have covered regulatory compliance. So the only other area where there is a high risk rating, and we are giving them assurances on GDPR. But in relation to all other elements of work that has been undertaken, those have been completed, and as I said, they are, you have summarised versions included in here. So again, in relation to GDPR and the no assurance, it is in relation to having a number of gaps within the system that gives it that rating. Not that you don't have anything in place, because you do have things in place, but it's what's sat underneath. So I'm happy to take any questions you may have in relation to either the individual audits.
We do the individual.
GDPR.
We do the individual list first of all, if we can. Yeah. Leave GDPR as a separate option.
Okay.
So, anybody got any questions on the internal audit progress report, which is items on pages B5 and through? Chris?
Firstly, congratulations on the report. I think it's a good report. And I'm delighted to see that most of the people have actually got dates for commitment or not. There does, as I said before, there does seem to be a bit of a theme that runs through this, that things maybe haven't been done that should be done. And I understand that with cuts in headcount, there is pressure on the ability of the departments to do what they have done in the past. But there does seem to me to be a need for a top-down clarification of priorities, and you've identified a lot of things in here. I'm sure they will now become priorities, but maybe we shouldn't be waiting for the audit to tell us what those top-down priorities should be. Maybe they should be coming out from the people who are responsible for those areas. So I commend the report, but I look forward to seeing the actions that you recommend being completed by the timescales of which they are recommended. And I think we should have reports back. I mean, there's quite a few that have got timescales for sort of July and August, and maybe a report back in September. So whether we've hit all, some, or none of those would be quite useful.
Now, with effect from the 1st of April, obviously Grant now works for Isle-wide Council, and we will be building on the team that we have on place here. Because you have more flexibility within the budget that's allocated for audits, there will be follow-ups performed for every single review. What we tend to do is we will schedule those follow-ups in within a reasonable time period after the last trigger date. So for example, if one of these areas had August, we would actually come in September, October time and revisit the areas. So we'll be reporting on each individual audit. So any that we have completed by September, we will of course come along and report on them. Obviously, if not, we will get reporting throughout the year as and when they're completed.
Excellent.
I think it's not at this meeting, the meeting before, when Geraint was with on the dark side still, and I said the number of the reports, they've all got medium risk, low risk and everything else, but if you had a few it'd be fine, but there's just so many of them, like Chris is saying, you just worry about the whole system. But if there's some way, you're going to come back, and when they're dates, you're going to come back to us on those. And then give us an update, because when we had a brief discussion before, you said these are just snapshots of these various risks, but we want that risk be identified and then somehow validated that it's correct. It still exists or it's been remedied in some way.
That's correct, yeah.
Done.
You okay there, Jen?
Yep.
So, recommendation that the internal audit progress report be noted and the committee request future reports include a brief update on outstanding actions to address risks raised. If it's across that.
As and when we have completed our follow up. Is that okay?
Yeah.
You got that?
Okay.
Don't want to give you too much wiggle room.
You still need a proposer a second.
Yeah, no, you're going to say something.
Well, I was going to say, I know there's perhaps a little bit of concern regarding the level of issues coming through. Your external auditors, you can use them to judge as to whether there is anything that appears to be growing. From my perspective, whilst I cover a number of other unitaries, Isle of Wight is not on my red list for causing me lots of concern. It mirrors what I have come to expect, I think, in others. Obviously, we will share with you if a concern level kind of heightens, and your external auditors will also share that with you. So I know in the last year of PwC, we've had an awful lot more high-risk reports coming in. We actually think the reason for that is the nature and of the review, the scope of the review, has changed slightly. And that's possibly down to my influence with wanting things to be looked at in a slightly different way. But it doesn't mean to say that the Isle of Wight has suddenly fallen off a cliff, or you know that its control environment has suddenly deteriorated, because it's not that. It's about what we have a look at, where we have a look at, and the fact that you mirror what we would come to expect.
I'll just say we don't want to mirror, we want to be better than them.
Do.
And, sorry,
I'll just make the point that going through the report, it's in many ways it's pleasing that there aren't any critical and high risk areas, and they're all medium and low. I know nothing, you know, it's not perfect, but that it's the critical and the high ones that we need to be worried about, and it's quite reassuring for me.
Yeah. My only thing is, if you get lots of medium and low risk, then you start to worry about.
Yes.
You know, it's showing that the whole system's not failing, but not working correctly. So can I just go back to the recommendation? Shall I read it out again, just in case someone's forgotten? No, I won't. Chris has got a question.
Well, I say so moved, but you can read it.
That the internal audit progress report be noted and the committee requests that future reports include a brief update on outstanding actions to address risks raised.
As and when the follow-up is completed.
Exactly. I was just checking that you were listening. Proposer, Chris's proposed. Seconder, Adrian. All in favour?